Hi, this is Greg Schultz from Storage.io. We're here at the SMW Fall 2012 in Santa Clara. And I've got Bruce Raven with me.
Hey, Greg.
Pretty interesting day so far. I mean, we're talking with a lot of different people, a lot of different topics. And look who we've got here right now. The one, the only, Mr. David Chapa.
It just got more interesting.
It just got more interesting. David, you've been to a lot of these SMWs as well as other conferences. And, you know, this recurring theme that we're running into is people that have been here are still meeting new people for the first time that maybe they've passed in the hallways for you.
Yeah, I think that's true. I mean, I certainly met Bruce and I saw the face. I'm like, have we met before? And we may have, but even just today in the session that I was in, I saw some other folks that I and never really met them until today.
Yeah, kind of like, did you have a deja vu moment?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah. Or, you know, you get the people that you look familiar, but, you know, something has changed.
Yeah, so that's why people are like, I know you, but you don't look the same. Yeah, I've lost about 50 pounds.
Congratulations.
Lost the weight just by really watching what I was eating. I went on a very, very strict diet for about 60 days. It was very low calorie, low carb, and that meant no alcohol. And I've been maintaining the weight, so.
But I mean, that's amazing too, given all the travel that you're doing and your new role as
Chief Technology Event.
Does that mean that you're a Chief Jailable Officer?
Next question.
Wanted in how many states?
Only in the early. Just recently, I came back from a three-week round the world tour. I left Denver, flew into South Korea, Seoul, South Korea for about a week. Then I was in Tokyo for a couple days and then flew to the UK. And I was in Scotland, Ireland, and then I spent about a week. So it's been, you know, it used to be when I was younger and I do this traveling and you get to eat, you know, the quote-unquote free food. You kind of take advantage of it. But when you get older and wiser, you realize, you know, a salad is really pretty healthy right now. And getting up and working out in the morning is really, really a good thing for your body.
So tell us a little bit about why you're out traveling around the world so much.
Yeah. Well, in South Korea, I spoke at two events. There was a big data event put on by ZDNet. And then BI Korea had a virtualization seminar they put on. And so I got to speak about, you know, virtual data protection with BI Korea, and then also talk about big data at ZDNet. BI Korea, actually, managing editor came up to me afterwards and through a translator, asked me to write an article about what I presented. So I did that, and that's just recently been published in their blog.
Congratulations.
Thanks. It's all in Korean, so I don't know if they got it all right, but I assume they did.
You're not quite sure what the translation was.
No, I've never seen my name written in Korean, but, you know, it's kind of cool.
That's cool. And so you're talking about, like, a big data. Are you finding as you're going around that what people see and perceive as what is big data and what isn't big data different where you go?
I think everywhere I go, when you say big data, the eyes start to roll.
Yeah.
Whether you're in Asia, or you're in the United States, or you're in Europe. Because everybody is talking about big data. And when I have these discussions, what I like to do is talk about two types of big data. There's the big analytic data, and there's the big content data, or the unstructured file data. And the unstructured file data is the data that we focus on, obviously. And it's the biggest problem that I think customers are faced with. I was reading some articles just last week about data growth, and it says that every day we are either creating or capturing 2.5 quintillion bytes of data. And that's a 1 followed by 18 zeros. And we're doing that every day. 90% of the data that's been created in the world has been created in the last 2 years. So this is a real challenge and phenomenon for people to deal with.
And that ties right back to a theme of there is no such thing as an information or data recession. There's tough economic times, but there's more data. People and data are living longer. In some cases, the data and the people are getting larger, except in your case.
Right.
But there's an example, too, is fit within that budget, within those constraints, you have to do some things to manage all that information, to manage more effectively. And part of that is rethinking how you're protecting it, rethinking how you're managing it, leveraging some of these things instead of rolling your eyes at cloud and rolling your eyes at virtualization, rolling your eyes, what are they about? Where do they fit? And also, what are your concerns about them?
I think they roll their eyes really because they're afraid of hearing another vaporware discussion. And I think the big thing is not only about protecting it. Of course, we know that's so important. And I, you know, I truly believe no matter what new technologies come to bear, that the foundation is going to be data protection. There's got to be that element. And you think about the data that they're creating, the data that's being stored, the data that's being backed up and protected. There's another thing that people want to do with that data, and that is make money on it. Monetize the data. You hear people talk about all the time, I want to monetize my data. That is a big, big thing. So if I'm going to keep it, if I'm going to pay to store it, I'm not trying to figure out how I'm going to use it to make money.
And a great example of that is Amazon, and I'm their prime candidate in that they're constantly saying, hey, Greg, how would you like to buy a new radio-controlled helicopter? Hey, Greg, how about this new band that just came out? They're tracking everything I'm looking at. They're tracking, and they're sending it out and saying, hey, Bruce, have you thought about this? Hey, Dave, how about this new set of sunglasses for when you go riding on your Harley?
Yeah.
And do you bite?
Sometimes I do.
Yeah.
We all do.
That's unlocking the power of that data.
You know what? It's go to the grocery store.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It's the same kind of thing. They know what you're buying by that little loyalty card you have. And so they know when you come in the store. I'll give you a really good example. There's a big retailer in the United States that know who is coming into the store and when. So on a Friday night, they know to put diapers and beer next to one another because their research from their data shows that it's going to be a 20 to 25-year-old male coming in to get diapers. And so they want to sell them beer, too. They're going to monetize their data, and they're going to put beer next to the diapers. The very next day, Saturday morning, they know that it's going to be a 60 to 67-year-old grandmother who's going to come in and buy diapers. And so they're going to put stuffed animals next to diapers, making money on the data that they're keeping.
Smart.
Yep, smart.
Yeah. Smart. Reconfiguring their store every 24 hours to maximize the opportunity to gain revenue.
Exactly. I mean, it's the old adage that data just sitting there is data, but until you transform it, then it becomes information.
Right. And I think, I shouldn't say I think, I do, I know that for years we have been trying to figure out how do we unlock these archives, these backup jobs, these things that we keep forever. How do we unlock these things? And I think customers are starting to demand more and more, I want native access to this data so that I can do something with. Constantly do the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. That's really the definition of insanity, right? So customers need to think differently. We need to think differently as manufacturers and how we deliver solutions.
Absolutely. And again, it's making it accessible when and where you want it. I mean, that's where you start to get into, whether it's with your iTunes, your music, your video, Vimeo, YouTube, whatever it is you're changing the app, but you're able to get to it when and where you need it, when and where you want it.
You're doing what you're doing with Quantum. Of course, one of the class companies of mine had a bit of a down period. What kind of challenges are involved? You know, is that an extra bit of a challenge? The Quantum is an older company, and you know, they may think of Quantum that maybe was in a slump for a while.
That's a great question. Yeah, Quantum was in a slump. I mean, certainly you can look at the 2008. That's really when there was a sharp decline. Mm-hmm. 2009, and Quantum started to go down. If everyone can visualize this. My hand going downward. And then around 2010, 2011, there was a significant to the positive direction. So has it been difficult? Absolutely. But if you look at what Quantum was able to do during that time, during the economic down, a company that was able to pay back debt, a company that was able to restructure and make positive gains. I was with an analyst firm at the time. I was watching this. A lot of effort, concentration, and really principled devotion on the side of the executive team, as well as every single member of the company. Because you don't turn a company around like that as quickly as they did without everyone being behind them. So it's been a challenge. Now, we are still coming up. We are still, you know, increasing. And I think the biggest opportunity for us is to increase the profile of Quantum Vista. We have a history, 32 years. I mean, we started selling 8-inch disk drives, and they were high-performance back in 1980-something, right? And now we're a big data management company, data protection company, cloud service and solutions company. That message we really need to get out to more people and let them know what our solution portfolio looks like. I think there's a lot of good positives. I mean, certainly you need to look at what has happened over the last few years, but now you look at where we're at today. What's targeting? What are we focused on? Vision first.
And really appreciate, I know you're on a tight schedule today, stopping by and visiting with us here at SMW in Santa Clara.
All right, thank you, Dave.
Thank you.
And this is Greg Schultz from Storage IL from SMW Santa Clara. Okay, enough said.